We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We're coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, let's do it. The juice is being brought. What would you rather have? What would you rather have? What kind of issues would you rather have in Houston? Would you like to have the issues that we just heard Perloff talking about with the Dallas Cowboys, where Jerry Jones is openly despised by the entire fan base? Or would you like to have the kind of technical difficulties that Sean Pendergast and myself are having right now? Sean is, he's rocketing up Buffalo Speedway towards the studio right now. We've got technical difficulties at the stadium. Somebody unplugged the damn broadcast over the weekend while we were sleeping peacefully at home watching the Astros get swept by the A's. Okay, that's a little bit of an issue. I think I might prefer having Jerry Jones type problems than whatever the hell's going on with the Astros. We'll get into all of that this morning. Sean is on his way back to the studio as we have some technical difficulties out at the stadium. The big news this weekend was Ian Rappaport reporting on Joe Mixon, who we know in the offseason had been wearing a boot for a good chunk of time, hasn't been out there practicing so far. Here's Ian Rappaport on Joe Mixon's foot/ankle injury.
Sources tell me that he is now expected to be out an extended period of time. He is dealing with a foot injury, has been in a walking boot, has been dealing with this actually for the last several months. Joe Mixon is on the non-football injury list, so this is not something that he did in camp. It is something that happened in the offseason that he came into camp with. And I know there was some initial discussion maybe Joe Mixon will be back soon. My understanding is extended period of time, and he'll be reevaluated closer to week one. So, yeah, I would say there is a chance that Joe Mixon is not on the field week one for the Texans. They signed Nick Chubb. They have several other running backs. Damian Pierce is one. They drafted one. But certainly some questions surrounding Joe Mixon's availability.
God help me if this was a jet ski accident, a non-football. If this was a jet ski accident, you'll lose all sympathy from one Seth C. Payne. But likely, I'd assume it was some kind of a workout or whatever it might be. Listen. We're sitting in a situation where the Astros have more people on the IL than anybody in the 100 plus year history of baseball. At least that's what it feels like. You know, back in the day, they didn't have an IL. They said, "Hey, listen, I fought in World War One. You think I'm gonna let a couple of amputated toes just keep me from playing baseball? God no." So the Astros have a whole bunch of guys on the IL. We've had mystery injuries with both the Astros and the Texans now, and we're all getting a little bit tired of it. As Rappaport points out, the Texans do have multiple different backup options. And I know a lot of people this weekend were freaking out, or at least wondering, hey, why weren't the Texans more aggressive in addressing the running back situation this offseason? And it reminds me of last year when people were really angry that the Texans weren't more aggressive addressing the safety position. Why do you not spend loads of money at a relatively blue-collar position all over the place in the offseason? Because it's, I mean, because last year it was safety, you drafted Kalen Bullock. This year, yes, it would, everybody would love to have the what the Saints used to have back in the day when at any given time they had four starting running backs on the roster. It's not, in my opinion, the best way to spend your money. And running back is, it's awesome if you have a guy you feel great about, but then after that, you don't want to necessarily be spending a whole lot of money on backups. And Nick Chubb is very much a huge question mark. We don't know if we're going to see anything close to the peak version of Nick Chubb and what he used to be, or perhaps a more mediocre version of him. Dameon Pierce and Woody Marks, the draft pick. So last year, the Texans drafted Kalen Bullock. That ended up being your answer at safety. This year, hopefully Woody Marks in this new offense, and this is crucial to every single running back out there, if an offensive line is functioning like, let's just say, even an average NFL offensive line, you'll see why, okay, you don't bend over backwards trying to spend money on backup running backs, because it's largely a stock position that you can go out and get at during with a trade during training camp, with roster cutdowns and whatever it might be. We're kind of scarred as a fan base from having watched the Texans last year just be so incapable of preventing defenders into the backfield that it seemed like it took a superhuman effort from Joe Mixon at times just to get back to the line of scrimmage. So a lot of this just hinges on, can the Texans' offensive line be credible run blockers? Can they be credible, passable in pass protection? And then backup running back isn't as big a deal. You can get by with a few guys. You know, Juwan Jordan's been doing some good things out of practice. This is what you have to know about Juwan Jordan. He's smaller than Stephon Diggs. He's literally smaller than Stephon Diggs. So he can be part of a committee and part of a pass receiving threat, but certainly somebody that can fill in for a few days or a few weeks if Joe Mixon is out. My concern would be, all right, is this a longer-term deal with Joe Mixon? And then does Dameon Pierce, who averaged over 5 yards a carry last year, he just didn't get that many reps, but looked good when the Texans did things that I think Nick Caley's going to do, a lot more gap and man scheme blocking, just old school, double team a defensive tackle up into the lap of a linebacker, and Sean T. Pendergast or Seth C. Payne could get 3 yards and a cloud of dust and likely a lot of blood and broken ligaments at some point if we were in there in the backfield. That's ideally what you get, is somebody that can just flat out, can you actually just execute the offense? That goes to Nick Caley, and what kind of an offensive coordinator is he going to be? This is Nick Caley last week when talking to the press and asked about guys adjusting to the new scheme.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of things you do. There's discipline, there's mental toughness in terms of being precise with motions, being precise and breaking the huddle with a clean operation, whether it's cadence, changing up cadences, whether it's putting guys in different spots that, you know, mixing some different formations that they may have to, you know, run the same concept for multiple formations. So it taxes you mentally too, not just physically.
This is what got me excited about that. Old Sethers got super pumped up when he talked about mixing up cadences. Do you understand how much a hard count helps a quarterback? Oh, my gosh. And yet, it's difficult when you have an offensive line that at various times last year was on a record pace for false starts or pre-snap penalties, largely because of Laremy Tunsil. Let's be honest about it. But they just could not execute. So when the pre-snap operation is so decrepit, is so awful, then when you can't handle the very basics, you don't give C.J. Stroud the tools to manipulate the defense. The offensive linemen, they used to drive me crazy as a defensive lineman when I would watch one of the Texans' offensive line, the iterations in any given year, have a hard time just getting the snap off during practice. Because as a defensive lineman, you know, man, a hard count, the just being able to go on two or three, dummy counts, all of these things, make the defense show their hand. All of those things, these simple things that you can execute just by crisp execution of the offense. No matter what the scheme is, whether you're an outside zone, gap scheme, whatever, you don't even have to get technical about it. A crisp operation pre-snap makes life really, really difficult for the defense. And that's one thing I've been excited about, where all we've been doing is talking, philosophizing about offense and what Nick Caley might be. None of it matters until they actually get out on the field and do it today in pads. So today's really big for the offense because they haven't looked all that great running the ball, but it's in no pads. So Nick Caley hammers over and over again the fundamentals, the execution. Bobby Slowik used to talk about execution like it was just something that he outsourced to the players and expected it to get done. Like they'd hired, like he had hired the players on Fiverr or Upwork or something and thought, well, okay, I've got a brilliant scheme. Now all I have to do is bring in some hired hands and they'll get it done, which is bogus. The offensive coordinator is responsible for execution. Sean T. Pendergast, for those of you joining us, is rocketing. I'm guessing he's almost at Greenway Plaza right now, breaking all kinds of traffic violations. Any of our law enforcement officers who listen to the show, please give Sean a pass. If anything, give him a police escort as he's on his way back to the station after having technical difficulties out at the stadium. Tune in. Stay tuned through the break, because 5-6 minutes from now, we might have Sean T. Pendergast. We might not. It's a big mystery. Payne and Pendergast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, you're listening to Payne and Pendergast in the morning. Sean asked me, hey, Seth, what'd you tease during that first segment? I was like, that would require professional at the helm. I teased whether or not you were going to be back.
All right, let's pay off. Let's pay off on the tease.
Yes,
I'm back.
Everybody.
I'm back. Yeah, technical issues out at the yard. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I was all excited to do. I was going to do my top 40 radio voice for, if you weren't back. We're like, you're listening to Payne and Pendergast in the morning.
Spinning the hits. Spinning the hits. Yeah. You sounded good. So I'm driving back from the stadium just now, and I'm listening, and I tune into Sports Radio 610. I'm like, I like the cut of this guy's jib, this Seth Payne. He's good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was, luckily, the reason I started a YouTube channel was almost specifically so I'd get more comfortable doing solo
triage
stuff. And, if a situation arose as we just had. Did you get the law enforcement escort the way I had requested?
No, I was nervous. You know, the way that we come back here to the studio is going up Buffalo Speedway, where the law enforcement of which you speak are very vigilant about the speeds. I'm like, if I get...
It's a very ironically named and patrol street.
Yes.
They call it the Speedway, and it's one of the most aggressively enforced segments in Houston.
So you know, with all due respect to everybody involved, I didn't drive the speed limit, but I drove at a speed where I wouldn't get a speeding ticket. I'm like, there's no way that on top of everything that's gone on this morning, I'm piling a speeding ticket on top of this stuff. No.
I've met some West U cops that I think, you know, there's enough listeners of Payne and Pendergast that I think they might have done you a solid.
They would have known
just
the deal.
If you had resisted and not complied, especially if you'd gone full Karen on them. Oh. Do you know who I am?
No.
Officer, I am feeling threatened.
Do you want to know why I'm heading up there right now? Put on Sports Radio 610. Listen.
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Yeah. I did. I had a good time. We talked about Joe Mixon's injury a little bit in the first segment. And I'm trying like hell to not be overly concerned about it. Listen, I freaked out about CJ Stroud's sore shoulder. I know. And it wasn't to try to be a shock jock or anything.
Yeah.
I was genuinely nervous about CJ Stroud's shoulder. And now with Joe Mixon in a walking boot, for a non-football injury, that was the only thing that bothered me the most about all of it. I hope it wasn't a jet ski or something like that. I hope it was while he was working out. But we're coming off of a season in which Joe Mixon required superhuman efforts at times just to get 1 or 2 yards or even get back to the line of scrimmage. So I think we, as a fan base, I think we've kind of forgotten that, oh yeah, running back is kind of a stock position these days, unless you've got a good one. But you don't need to have a 3 deep that you feel awesome about as long as you have offensive linemen who can block. So I remain nervous about whether or not the offensive line is going to be competent this year.
My big saving grace in the Joe Mixon thing, Seth, is he didn't practice at all last year either. And he was the offensive player of the week in week one. You know, like he did nothing in training camp last year because of whatever I forget what his injury was last year, but he didn't do anything in training camp last year. And then he runs for a 160 on the Colts in week one. So I'm more worried about what the actual injury is than the fact that he's missing practice time right now.
Right. Yeah. If we didn't know anything about an injury and they were just holding Joe Mixon out, you'd say, well, that's what they do with running backs who are in their upper 20s these days, which being in the upper 20s, the running back is kind of like being a 55-year-old in real life. Sure, you can still do a lot of impressive stuff at work, but you got to be careful. You got to pace yourself, you know?
Yes.
You can't quite have the 2 bottles of wine per night that you did in your youth.
Oh, man. You're right. And in your 50s, that's what it gets like. That's a good conversion chart that you've got right there for that. Yeah, so mix it. But I'll tell you what, we'll talk about this more at 7 o'clock when we do some winners and losers from training camp. Huge opportunity for these young backs right now to get some rep. Like, Jawar Jordan is getting more touches than anybody at camp right now, including Nick Chubb. Chubb's running with the ones, but Jawar Jordan is getting a ton of work right now.
Do you know, my biggest concern with Joe Mixon being out really is more the overall injury or availability situation during practice. Because this is, man, it really struck me as I was walking around this weekend thinking about stuff. I don't care how much they limit the practices or how rarely they're in pads anymore. It's just too long. It's so stupid. It's 6 weeks. They're just get your crap together and go out there and play some actual football. So you got to manage the reps and be sure that you're not taking guys like Nick Chubb and giving him more reps than he really should. I feel like with Nick Chubb, especially when he's in a new situation where he's going to be trying to prove himself, you know, and you might say, well, he's already done this, he's already done that. No, man, he's just kind of wired that way.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of guy that you probably have to force him not to take reps at times. And if you want to get the best out of him, you got to ramp him up very slowly. Dameon Pierce and his injury situation, it's just there's you'd like to see this run game get going, but you also at the same time don't want any one running back to get too many reps for six straight weeks before camp begins.
Yep. So Payne and Pendergast, it is officially Payne and Pendergast now. I'm back in studio. We'll be back out there at training camp tomorrow once we get everything fixed today. How much of the Astros did you watch this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Hey, is Michael Connor is not with another radio station?
He's
right
not.
Now,
no,
is
he's
he?
Not. Huh?
Okay, good.
He does the podcast for I forget which podcast.
No. I know. I'm about to talk about his podcast.
Gotcha.
I just wanted to be sure I wasn't also cross promoting. So Michael Connor does the Locked On Astros podcast. At times, he does post games for the Astros. So yesterday, when I was out walking here in Eugene, Oregon, I listened to all his last three post games, one by one, all in a row.
That was a joy fest.
And it's a great listen, just to get kind of the, you know, he has some really good opinions and observations. But it was, if you know Michael Connor,
he's salty.
The level of disgust.
Yeah, he's salty.
Over the I got to the point where I start the third podcast. The first podcast I listened to at normal speed, the second one at 1.5 speed, and then the third one at 2x speed because.
Oh, my God.
He was so disgusted that even at 2x speed, it almost sounded like normal pace because he was just, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. You got these guys out here. We're talking about trading for Suarez. Great. Oh, that really gets my juices flowing. Yeah, let's give up a top prospect for Suarez.
Yeah. That was a big, Chandler had a whole, he does like a notebook piece, but his lead was that they've been checking in on Eugenio Suarez with Arizona, who is, as Chandler pointed out, the total opposite of what this Astros team is about right now when it comes to how the game is. Horrible on defense, strikes out a ton, but hits bombs, hits dingers.
So they've been, since Yordan went out, you know, before this series, I don't know where they are now, but they'd actually been an above-average offense. They were scoring 4.5 runs per game or whatever it was, which is a miracle unto itself. Mm-hmm. But even as we got wrapped up in the excitement of some of those win streaks, series win streaks and whatnot, you know in the back of your mind that it's not sustainable. And man, did it really hit. Oh, he just – the Nick Hertz having a record-setting performance – on Saturday, it's all a blur.
It was Friday. It was Friday. That was Friday. 6 for 6, 4 bombs, 8 RBIs. It was funny the way I think it was Chandler's recap of the game, but the way he recapped it, he's like, in the first 3 at bats, Nick Kurtz was a triple away. After 3 at bats, he was a triple away from the cycle. But he couldn't hit a triple the rest of the day. All he did was hit 3 more home runs after that.
He must have been distraught over that.
If you're gonna miss a cycle, that's the way to do it. Keep hitting bombs.
I love that Chandler basically said, screw this, I'm doing a feature piece on Nick Hertz. I love reading The Athletic and I love reading Chandler Rome. And it was just hilarious because sometimes when you go to The Athletic, they'll put any article that the Astros are mentioned in, they're going to put on your feed when you say that the Astros are your favorite team.
Yep.
And I saw the picture and the headline and assumed, oh, okay, this is an A's writer or something. Like, no, Chandler. It was Chandler. They're like, nope, screw it. I'm going to do a feel-good piece on Nick Hertz and his godparents being at the game.
That's true. Yeah, his godparents live in the Woodlands. No, but you could make an argument that that is the greatest offensive game that's ever been put together in the history of baseball. Like, he had 6 hits. He scored 6 runs, which has happened fewer than 10 times in the history of baseball. He scored 6 runs in a game. Hardly ever happens. Got 6 hits in a game. Probably happens a couple times a year, maybe. 4 home runs. That's only happened 20 times in the history. There's been fewer 4 home run games than there have been perfect games by pitchers in the history of baseball. Nick Kurtz is the only rookie to ever do 4 home runs in a game. And he tied the record for total bases in a game with Sean Green, who did it with the Dodgers in 2002. If you're going to go to an Astros game and the Astros are going to get their butts whooped, at least be at one where you watch some history get made. And if you were there on Friday, you watched history. That was an historic performance by Nick Kurtz on Friday. He's really, really good.
It was everybody was so grateful to have been able to watch it.
I can tell you.
Needed a little help from Cooper Hummel on it, but there you go.
The most depressing thing about Nick Kurtz, not the game on Friday, well, I guess in some ways the game on Friday because it dredged up all these stats, these benchmarks that he's hitting for a rookie. Like, he's got the second most extra base hits through the first 66 games of a career. Only Joe DiMaggio had more in 19, whatever it was. The most depressing thing is that when they put the lists up for most this and that by a rookie through X amount of games, you know who's right next to him in all these? Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah.
From Yordan's rookie year back in 2019. And that is depressing to see because we have not gotten that version of Yordan in like almost a calendar year now.
Yeah,
we need him.
This is where I am. This is where I am on the trade deadline. I think you have to look at the guys on your IL, the IL, as your trade acquisitions. Those guys coming back. At some point, can I get a Spencer Arrighetti instead of a Gusto? Mm-hmm. We're at the breaking point now with some of these guys who have admirably filled in and played above expectations. But at some point, you can't rely on
them. Seth,
and Brandon Walter gets injured. The one guy that you could have. One guy that you were, okay, look at this, man. The old Astros pitching car wash did it again.
Yeah.
And Brandon Walter is eyes injured.
He's injured. Elbow injury. Yeah. And he's saying things that make people feel better. Until the inflammation goes down, who the hell knows? You know, we've learned that the hard way.
Paredes says hamstring, lo and behold, hey, it's worse than we thought it was.
Right.
Oh,
right.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Oh, we never could have anticipated that.
It's a big week. It's a big week for Dana Brown. Because the team, it's not a good team right now, obviously. They just got swept by the A's and they got outscored 32-7. They're still four games up in the AL West. I mean, the chances of this team making the postseason. Making the postseason, period, is still a heavy favorite. Winning the division, I think Fangraphs has it at like 54%.
52%.
52%.
54%, let's say that.
Something like that.
Somewhere about.
A little over 50, so they're a little better than a coin toss. They're going to start to get, knock on wood, they're going to start to get some of these guys back. Jeremy Pena swung a bat this weekend. I think I saw that, Seth. I know, huh?
That's one of the important steps on your way back to playing in a Major League Baseball
game. It is.
Game.
Also, it's right there with playing catch. Yeah, wake me up when he plays catch. I like hearing that. That's my favorite report.
My favorite report is always hitting off a tee. He's a 6-year-old.
Good job, you're in kindergarten. Yeah. Way to go.
Not a particularly precocious 6-year-old.
No,
still a 6-year-old.
No. But as far as the trade deadline goes, the rumors swirling around. We mentioned Suarez of the Astros, according to Chandler Rome. According to sources he has, they've been checking in on Suarez with Arizona. He's among the. I haven't looked at the stats lately. When the Astros were playing them a week ago, he was third in home runs in all of Major League Baseball. So they're sniffing around on him. He brought up the names Will Castro and Brandon Lowe from Minnesota and Tampa Bay, respectively. Jeff Passan of ESPN says the best fit would be Cedric Mullins from Baltimore, who, apparently Baltimore is probably going to be doing a lot of fire sale stuff this week. Mullins is one of a handful of guys, including Charlie Morton, who are in contract years right now. So these would all be rentals.
Yeah.
You'd be giving something up just to have a guy for a few months, unless you decide to make an offer or keep him around,
I know that last year, look, we were all skeptical, or many of us were very skeptical, of the Kikuchi trade. Mm-hmm. And for one, Kikuchi hadn't been pitching all that great. He got here and ended up being awesome. But you also gave up prospects. And now that we've seen exactly how much some of those prospects can help, I mean, we've been seeing it for years and years and years now. But it's just the pipeline is not what she once was. And you've got all of these guys on the IL that would be huge boosts to a team that right now, if they can just play at a 500 clip for the next couple of weeks, I don't care about playing down to the opponent, up to the opponent. It's going to be random. It's going to be dumb luck. You sweep the Diamondbacks, then you get swept by the A's. You're going to get a lot of that. You're not going to be able to predict from one series to the next over the next couple of weeks whether they look like a double-A team or a major league team.
Nationals in town tonight for a three-game set. And then they've got a Red Sox. They got a couple Red Sox series coming up in the next 2 weeks and a Yankees series. So, yeah, getting any of these guys back would be a big help, especially in that starting rotation for sure. All right, we're off and running on a Monday. I'm back in studio today. We're getting the technical issues fixed out at Texans training camp, and we'll be back out there. I would imagine we'll be back out there tomorrow for training camp. We'll get to some headlines coming up next, including headlines from camp and also the Astros. A big Astros headline off the field happened over the weekend as well that we will get to. We'll do all that coming up next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, Texans training camp. We are not live out there today. I'm back in studio today. We had some technical issues, but we're getting them fixed. We'll be out there. Not sure if In the Loop will be out there. I scrambled back to my car to come up here just to make sure Payne and Pendergast was okay.
I'm guessing, Sean, yeah, without having actually seen the situation, that it was something was unplugged or something. I'm guessing.
The NFL Network was out there on Saturday, and they were using that stage. So the initial hypothesis is that, not with any malice or intent, but maybe those people did something that messed with our settings out there. Possibly
those highfalutin have huge egos despite having horrible shows and broadcasts and commentators. Production somehow just usurped all of our needs.
They dragged Payne and Pendergast in front of a bus is what they did.
Although they're being acquired by ESPN, right?
Oh yeah, $2 billion.
And then the NFL is going to own part of ESPN.
Yeah, right? I'm sure that won't affect the coverage of anything at all. That there's now a fiduciary relationship between the two.
This will be great. Yes, no scandals will be squashed. No. Don't worry about that. Nothing to see here.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, let's get to headlines. You talked about it in the open while I was making my way back here. Joe Mixon might miss all of training camp. It looks like, which would basically be what happened last year. It's just that up until now, there's a lot of mystery as to what this injury is. The only things we know, Seth, Joe Mixon is in a walking boot, and he injured. The way that he injured this is being categorized as a non-football injury. We don't know if it's jet skiing or working out in his garage. We have no idea. But it's a non-football injury in a walking boot. And according to Ian Rappaport, he's not going to practice for a long, long time.
I try not to worry about the walking boot too much because we've seen so many different guys walking around in a walking boot and then be just fine on game day, even during the season. Mm-hmm. Ben Roethlisberger famously.
Yep.
Feels like he and Jay, he wore a walking boot just for the attention.
That was his gimmick, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm in a walking boot. It's going to be the most courageous thing you've ever seen. let me ask you this about Nick Chubb, because you've been out at practice every day.
Yeah.
And I think maybe Cody Stutes has probably been the most pessimistic about Nick Chubb.
Without question.
But I haven't necessarily heard a lot of other people say that they're all that concerned about him. Is it safe to say that when you've seen Nick Chubb, he doesn't look like the peak version of Nick Chubb?
I think that's safe to say.
He's not like electrifying when he's out there.
He does not pop, is the way I put it.
Yeah.
And when I did either video or in writing, I can't remember which one, but I said he doesn't pop. And obviously he's a different style of back and a different certainly different physically than some of the guys that are running behind him on the depth chart. Like Juwan Jordan, he pops a little bit. He's quick, he's speedy, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that out of Nick Chubb. Today, they're putting on the pads today. Today is a big day for Nick Chubb. If I had to like sort of power rank the guys where this is a big day in terms of making impressions, it's a big day for Nick Chubb, because that's been my caveat. I'm not going to make any judgments on his explosiveness or speed or what his potential is until I see what it looks like with pads on.
It's tough when you have an injury like he had, which was one of these devastating multi-tendon/ligament injuries a couple years ago. Because you can be back up to full strength in the weight room. You could go out and do some timed drills, do some agility drills, and be the same as what you used to be. But sometimes there's just a neurological disconnect after you've had multiple injuries like that in your career too, where you don't have that same ability to just fire quickly, fire those nerves quickly, fire those muscles quickly. And maybe it just takes a little bit of time. Maybe it's a matter of getting acclimated to the offense. But so far, you got to kind of maybe dampen your expectations a little bit until you actually see it in the flesh.
I think that's well put. I think that's exactly what it is with Nick Chubb. So we'll see out there today. He's not the one I'm most looking forward to seeing in pads. I'll tell you who that is in the 7 o'clock hour. But pads on today for the first time. In the words of Nick Caserio, this is when training camp begins. By the way, Nick Caserio, 7:15 tomorrow, he'll join us live from Texans training camp here on Payne and Pendergast. Nice long conversation tomorrow with the Texans EVP GM. Another Texans note, Janice McNair going into the Ring of Honor. That was announced. It was announced on social media by the Texans. We'll get to the audio of that and acknowledge me. We're going to acknowledge Janice McNair and acknowledge me at 7:20. But they announced it to the fans out in attendance on Saturday, Seth. You could tell it was a little different. This was the first camp with fans out there. So, you know, Cal and Hannah like to do their thing where they walk over and say hi and welcome them and whatnot. And Janice was out there. Other McNair family members are out there, and all the players walk out there to sort of gather around. I'm like, okay, well, this is a little bit different welcome for the fans. And they announced that Janice McNair will be going in alongside her late husband, Bob McNair, in the Ring of Honor on November the 2nd, which is week 9 against Denver. That's the Legends weekend, like the homecoming where everybody comes back into town. So they wanted to do it where the players who are back in town could be part of that.
Yeah, she's just been awesome from the very beginning. And just going back to the expansion draft when we just had a dozen or so dudes on the actual team. Bob McNair and Janice McNair really it felt different than your normal NFL ownership type of situation. The McNairs could have done anything they wanted with their money. They'd made their fortune, and they were just sitting there a few years after the Oilers had left, and basically said, hey, you know what, this city needs a football team.
Yeah.
Let's go out and get them one.
Made it happen. It's amazing.
So it's always been cool. There's Bob, like, they've run it very much like a business and done a great job with the business side of things, but it's been cool because it's not one of those old guard family-owned teams, which I'm happy about because some of those things get pretty dysfunctional, like the Bengals.
Yep.
But it's a kind of a good blend between the new and the old with the McNairs.
Agreed.
And Janice has been a huge part of it.
We'll acknowledge her in...
Mrs. McNair, excuse me. I'm sorry, Mrs. McNair.
Sorry.
She wouldn't care if I called her Janice.
I don't think she would either.
It felt disrespectful to say that. Yeah.
All right, we'll acknowledge her in the 7:20 segment. Acknowledge me. We just got done talking about the Astros getting swept by the A's. I don't know that we need to go through the autopsy of that. They got outscored 32-7. This truly felt like one of those weekends where all of the injuries came back to roost. Like, they can't score runs. They're throwing guys out there. Like, Hunter Brown actually pitched pretty well in his outing. That was the one big takeaway. Like, the positive I'll take away was he was better than he was the last three outings that he had.
Even Colton Gordon, I mean, the bar is lowered, but he ends up giving up the four runs even yesterday. And I'm like,
give us a shot.
The old college try is only going to go so far with this. Yeah. Brandon Walter might have been the thing that broke my psyche the most. Yeah. Brandon Walter is injured with some kind of elbow discomfort, which they're all saying is no big deal. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we've been through that song and dance before.
Yep.
We'll see.
Drayton McClain and Jim Crane settled their legal differences over the regional sports network that was part of the Astros portfolio about a decade or so ago, CSN. Yeah. Houston. I was very disappointed that they settled. I wanted a knockdown dragout between two billionaires covered daily. We were sitting on a possibility of like 3 weeks of testimony. I know it's a business topic. It's not, you know, it's probably I wanted Drayton McClain and Jim Crane to square off in court. They settled their legal differences, and it's confidential, whatever the settlement is. I don't even get the satisfaction of knowing who won this damn thing.
I love watching aging billionaires just going at it, and Drayton McClain older than, you know, Jim Crane is still in his prime in a lot of respects as a business person. Mm-hmm. But it always reminds me of There Will Be Blood, the movie.
Yeah.
Where just, I like thinking of these billionaires as dudes that would bash a dude's head in with a bowling ball at the age of 89. They're never going to give up the fight. Hey, you keep fighting, Drayton McClain.
It feels like if like the feel of the whole thing, like they had one day of testimony. George Pistolas, who used to be the president of the Astros, and I'm guessing, I think like this regional sports network, I think it was portrayed like it was his brainchild back in the day, like in the early 2000s. He had like 4 hours on the stand the first day. I'm like, all right, this is going to be good. We're going to get people on the stand. And then the next day they settle. And I just picture like Jim Crane and Drayton McClain just looking at each other like, do you have the energy for any of this right now? Nah. All right. What do you say? You know, and they write it on a cocktail napkin and they hand it in.
Yeah, I would love that this happened over a bottle of whiskey or something.
Yeah.
That'd be can you do a good movie version of this for me, please?
Yeah, man. All right, we got a lot to get to still here in the second hour of the program. With you till 8 o'clock this morning, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. We're four practices in, four winners, four losers, some names that you guys have probably been hearing out of camp that are popping, a couple of them a little bit under the radar, and a few folks that need to get their performance squared away with the quickness here, especially with pads going on. We'll get to all that. A lot to get to. Acknowledge me at 7:20. It's Payne and Pendergast. Stay there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.